to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the recent past and your first stop on the way home from Black Rock City. This is the worst little podcast in the world. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. I'm joined this week by guess who? Mr. Nick Ramirez and Dogwater Dick in the back room. We also have Spike McGuire and a young boy named Brad in the studio today.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Sexually.
do you have two separate buttons for that where it like brings the ending in when Rory's done, or are you just that on time? You
just that, actually, I just was, nailed the post
that
this
tight.
Time.
That was,
that was, yeah, that was a Michael Jordan from the top of the key.
You just heard the culmination of 2 years of practice.
That was sweet, dude.
Don't listen to last week.
Yeah, right.
Or the week before.
There's been a couple of times.
No, man,
yeah.
I
get it more tight. Often than not. Yeah, thank you.
I wouldn't. Let's not get crazy, Rory.
I'm getting tight.
Yeah.
Howdy, faggot.
All right.
My buddy, I'm going to totally steal this bit of his. My buddy Jimmy down in Sacramento, he does stand up, and he's got this bit where he goes to a family reunion, gets introduced to a young like cousin of his. He's, you know, his mid-20s. He's a dork. He plays role-playing games and has a kid. She's 17, 18. He goes, "Hey, Jimmy, hey, nice to meet you. How are you doing?" "I'm tight." And he couldn't tell if she meant she was doing well or that, "Hi, the walls of my vagina clasped vigorously."
Yeah.
I would just like to assume
I'm
the
tight.
Latter.
That means, like,
yeah,
tight.
You're ready for a fight?
Yeah.
Like, your muscles are all tight? Like
I heard getting
clenched.
Your head tight, you know. Right. What are you guys doing? We're getting our head tight.
Maybe he just
I got some brand new vice grips in the garage. Come on.
Yeah. Is that fun? Let me try.
Well, would she ever say the opposite of that? "I'm so loose I can barely hold in my poo."
Yeah. Well, the loosest slots in town, we've got them. Hi, everybody. Welcome back once again for a new episode of the Worst Little Podcast. It's been an exciting week in town with all the burners gone. But they've all returned now by the time
you're still lingering.
Everywhere you look, there are cars and bikes covered in dust.
White clay.
Yeah, everywhere you look.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you bust out your gas masks and bandanas because we're going to have some dust storms lingering around until about mid-October. scattered drum circles can be found around the city for the next 2.5 weeks. Your burner forecast.
Over here we got a pocket of hitchhikers looking to get back to San Francisco.
But everybody who did go out, I hope you had a great time. Hope you
totally. Welcome back, monkeys.
Yeah, welcome back,
Playa monkeys.
All of you. Yeah. Dirty, dirty scum.
Cody went.
I know
Cody
that.
Went,
okay.
And it was...
That is the trippiest thing in the world. We need to talk to Cody about his experience.
Yeah.
Well,
let's get him on the show.
I don't want to ruin anything because, you know, Cody's the kind of person who hates hippies and would never do something like go to Burning Man.
Right.
And it would take the love of a beautiful woman to make him do such a horrible thing. and he came back. Yes. And I talked to him tonight and he didn't kind of enjoy 2 days, but overall. He really
fucking
didn't
dirty
like
hippies.
It. Yeah. So, big surprise. Which was really going to piss me off if he came back and was like, "Oh, it's amazing, Rick. You have to go.
You just feel the life force.
Even sober, it's awesome."
Saw God twice.
Yeah, so thank God he hated it so I can now just never find out.
It was fun, Rick. It's a good time.
I'm
you should go.
Sure.
As your hetero homo life.
Yeah, I
want
to spend a whole bunch of money to not be able to bathe for 4 days and be covered in dust and clean. It just sounds
that's
like
a
shit.
I'll remember that. I stopped and
don't do drugs, so what's
I'll just stop and think about the time that you cursed Lake Pyramid. Well, you're he's setting up his tent. There's bad winds. No shit. It's 4 p.m. at Pyramid. There's always bad winds at 4 p.m. And at some point, he just throws his tent in the dirt and starts jumping up and down on it. And kind of, "Fuck you, Pyramid. Fuck you, sand. Fuck you, lake. Fuck you, wind. I hate you all." I mean, Rick,
you forgot the best line of that entire rant. was I actually screamed at the top of my lungs at the water, I hope the white man comes and builds a factory on your sorry ass.
Yes, now, I did forget about that.
I would like to say, thank you.
And then Rick could not go out there camping and have a good time for the next year and
again.
A half
and
until
then,
you apologize.
I made a special trip to Pyramid to apologize to Pyramid.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And
I made peace with
them. And we had a good summer that
and
summer.
Yeah, and everything's been great since. So, yeah.
That's beautiful, Rick.
We had our little scuff and then... Yeah.
Don't fuck
don't
with the desert.
Don't be mad at Pyramid.
Don't.
It's not Pyramid's fault.
Yeah, it's really not. I should expect that.
You're in its house. You ever go to Burning Man, Spike?
No.
How about you, Brad?
No, I've never been.
Why not?
It's a good time.
Well... Yeah,
it's expensive these days.
Yeah. I'm kind of
back
Rick,
when I went, it was cheap.
I'm with Rick, and I don't want to go not shower for 4 days. I don't want to get covered in dust. All my shit covered in dust,
and it costs a fortune.
I don't want to be around a bunch of gross naked people.
Yeah,
if
it
I'm going to go,
it does cost a fortune, but
yeah,
there's showers. I take
cops
showers
everywhere.
Out there.
I hear.
Yeah,
yeah.
I heard they had dogs.
The only
out
benefit
there
it has on our local economy is to the Walmarts. It fucks the drug market. It hikes the gas prices. I would be just as happy if Burning Man never even came back.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. There's a strong opinion of a local for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn hippies, get off my lawn.
You know, I saw somebody dressed oddly at the Starbucks, and normally I would think, wow, that's cool. And instead I thought, oh, you're one of them. It's terrible.
Isn't it? Because burner folk are generally nice people.
Generally. Cody said that was the reason why he didn't have a good time is because most of the people he encountered were assholes.
Is it like they
really?
Don't
yes.
get like the concept of like what happens when they dump all the trash afterwards? Like when they like, dump all the stuff and like make a mess. Do they get that that's actually...
Oh, there's still people out there cleaning up.
No, man.
Yeah,
that's one thing
they
do right.
Yeah, they bring it back here and they turn Reno into a fucking trash dump.
Oh, well, yeah, we bring that. It to
yeah.
the...
It's disgusting.
To the landfill, yeah.
It's a plight.
Reno is a wasteland.
Yeah.
People, it's not a wasteland.
They also have a crew that recycles as much as trash as they get. I mean, everything.
Yeah.
They do. They have.
They've gotten like awards from like the EPA for being a perfect example of how you should clean up after something like that.
Yeah.
They actually do. That's one
thing
they
there's
do
the
right.
The big day where everybody's supposed to pitch in and clean up all their stuff, which has greater or lesser effect. But before
they have people who stay out
before,
there for a couple weeks and do it too.
But I remember, like in 98 when I went, they didn't.
But it's a leave
they
no
didn't
trace
really have
that
you know? Day where everybody was supposed to clean up.
Either
they
do the etiquette.
They did,
or...
but nobody cleaned up.
That sounds more like the hippie scum I know.
But then no, there's always been a crew that'll stay out there for like a month and a half, like combing it over with, like really fine tooth comb, walking a grid, picking up everything they find.
Yeah,
returning it back to the sterile environment that it is.
If you read your manual too, it's just like bring it in, bring it back. I don't, nobody throws cigarette butts on the thing either. You collect your cigarette butts and throw them away.
Yep.
And that's nobody important. Puts them on the sand or
So yeah, this uncomfortable pause not brought to you by Pinky Polansky.
I don't
check the Pinky
Felix
link.
Likes to drink.
At
PinkyPolansky.com.
Man either.
Yeah, probably not.
Shit.
He doesn't seem like a Burning Man kind of
person.
Well,
I don't know about what you guys did this weekend, but I went and ate some ribs.
I did go to Rib Cook-Off this weekend.
I went on Saturday and walked around with my good friend Katie and my daughter Riku, and we got some good food and ate junk food and had an awesome time.
I drove past it several times. It looks lovely from the freeway.
Yeah,
I went down,
it was a total crowd scene.
I went down the first night when Jelly Bread was headlining.
Oh,
that
right.
They were awesome, man. They really killed it. They had their horn section, and Tim Snyder was in town, so he was playing with them, and it was just...
Nice.
It was great.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. I went on Sunday. Well, I went on Thursday for lunch with my wife for a date. That was really cool.
Oh, cool.
Just had a
lunch
date.
Before the crowd really was there.
Yeah, it was nice, and we compared, like, 3 or 4 stands stuff.
Very cool.
And I don't know. There were a couple different ones. I liked... what was that one called? Lick Your Ribs was good. And the Memphis. I like the Memphis ones because they gave you 4 ribs.
Oh, I missed that one.
They had dry rib and sauce on it. It was fucking good.
Very cool.
And it just fell off the bone.
And how much does 3 ribs cost?
$7.
$7.
Jeez, fucking
well, they
give
you 4. They give you 4 at the Memphis.
Well, that's
nice.
I'll remember that for
but
next
you're full.
Year.
Everything's $7.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah
like,
it's like 7 or 8 for everything. Yeah. I got a pulled pork sandwich.
I got a shrimp stick for
$5. I made pulled pork
bucks.
Last night.
Good.
You just pull your pork every
yeah.
night.
Saw Molly Hatchet on Sunday. That was pretty fun. That was a
so
know.
Jelly Bread, Spin Doctors, and Molly Hatchet yeah. is what the Roof Cookoff brings to us.
Entirely different
different strokes for different folks. You know, yeah.
Been Burning Man.
This is a shitty time of year.
I bet a lot of people out at Burning Man would have liked to seen the Molly Hatchet
Absolutely.
Or the Spin Doctors.
Well, probably more Molly Hatchet.
Molly Hatchet, yeah.
You know, it's weird. Like, there's a lot of like Republican burners. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And Molly Hatchet's kind of one of those, you know, American loving Southern bands. You know,
totally.
So they have that whole
good workout music after a breakup.
You know, oh, I hate her. America, fuck yeah, attitude, and it's kind of rad. You know, it's a good old time.
Besides the rib cook-off, did we do anything exciting?
Man, it's hard to think. I don't know. No, I went and saw Molly Hatchet. That was awesome.
Yeah. I had the Big Bad here for two days.
The Big Bad, that's what they're called?
Yeah, the Big Bad. It's Morgan's other band with a girl named Sarah, a guy named
Sarah.
Spencer.
I just saw them a couple weeks ago.
They're really awesome.
We talked about them last week.
And if you want like fun funk music, like I've never really done like a funk band kind of thing with lots of chicka waka kind of guitar. And yeah. I could listen. I want that to be on everything forever. I love chicka waka.
Yeah, no, and they put on a great live show too. They're pretty electrifying.
And Sarah the singer, she fucking had this great like kind of whiskeyish voice, kind of like
rack. Voice. Yeah, yeah. Well,
she's not and she's pretty hot too. And she said I had pretty eyes.
Aww.
And then they had the twink kid playing the keyboard and he's fucking really cool.
It's Clint.
Clint was right, and I keep thinking it's Clint, like Clint Ruin. I'm so bad with names, but they were really, really fucking fun. To hang
Spencer,
out with.
The guitar player, he's really cool too.
Yeah, and weird fucking thing. So he gets here and he says, "Oh, and by the way, I was talking to Tom Gordon because I need to do an internship for my school credit." Mm-hmm. He sent me to your studio.
You're going
to
get an intern?
Well, and he said, and I said, are you serious? Like, my little shithole hobby studio counts? Like you can't, teacher won't laugh at you?
Dude, how many recording credits do you have right now?
Like
how many
albums
have been put out there that has your name on it?
God, like 50 or 60.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
it does.
Two of them
are
in reviewed in the News and Review last
But it still
week.
Seems like I should be interning somewhere else. It doesn't seem like somebody should be interning here. So yeah, now Tom Gordon is sending me young men to work for free.
That's
I know. I feel like I've crossed over into this whole other world.
You know, Rick.
Welcome to big time radio.
So right. So very soon we may have an unpaid intern.
Cool. A whipping boy.
Yeah, I know.
And we can send him go fetch us a beer kind of thing.
Give me McDonald's.
And I told him
that's
the show.
Your job. Go.
You don't get a mic, but here's headphones, so you know when you need to get the fuck up and do something.
Oh,
so
awesome.
We can totally be horribly cruel to him. And
awesome. Yeah, no, put him through his fucking paces.
Yeah, so it's kind of exciting. And then I told him, then you got to clean the toilets, and, you know, and I have other work for
needs.
You. No, I'm very professional.
I have positions you can fill.
Yeah. Are you interning is very important when you I didn't mean to hit that.
Watch it.
Fucked up.
No, Rick. He's a very nice guy and it was really fun.
No,
so.
When you're an intern you need to know when to
shut
That's one of the biggest, most important things I've read other people complaining. Like, don't ever talk unless somebody speaks to you and then answer with one word. Like, so we'll have that talk.
Awesome.
Yeah, kind of exciting?
I am turgid.
That's totally.
But right now, they're paying me to record their album, so now I work for them and I'm the.
Oh, so
bitch.
You have to be nice for the moment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but then soon we'll
That's
be
cool,
we
man.
Can be dicks to him.
I got to.
Let me tell you, I met up with
Restart.
Tom Gordon, dude. And you know what Tom Gordon said about you, Rick, is that, well, he said about this town, he said we had to lower our rates because there's all these home studios doing it. And he's all, Rick's the exception to the rule. He's excellent, you know.
No. Seriously?
Seriously, dude. He's working on the movie with us.
Yeah.
Because you don't have time to. So I had to go get Tom Gordon.
God, that sounds so
disgusting.
Funny.
Disgusting us a pretty penny, too.
Tom was the second choice.
Not a pretty penny.
Well, it's just because I'm practically free if I charge at all. God damn, so he really said that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Spencer said that he talked about me like I was like somebody really cool. And I thought,
He talked about coming back on the show, too.
I mean, that would be so
awesome.
I
have a tentative
show.
Date soon, right? Set for him. Yeah, sometime this month. We're going to have probably another 2-hour spectacular.
Very cool.
If everybody's down for that, I think that'll be a good time.
Very cool.
I myself this weekend, I got to go finally check out my good friend Stuart in the Basement.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Rob Gotcher from the old Segway and Barry, what the hell's his name, playing the bass. And I didn't know the drummer. But they were awesome.
I think it's Darren playing the bass.
Or Darren, excuse me. Did I say? Yeah, no, I was thinking of a different guy. Yep. But no, I mean,
Who'd they play with?
I said it, drink.
Oh, you didn't know, yeah.
They played with the Big Remote, who are warming up to their CD release party for Jenkins.
Oh!
Only 2.5 years in the making.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I haven't heard it in so long, and several people have said, no, we heard it. It does sound good, so I'm excited now. But
I'm excited for that release because they're doing it at Reno Artworks.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
But, dude, did you see the Reno News and Review?
Yeah. We would just mention that.
I actually have not had a chance to read that review just yet.
Because
they hated Slut Fungus, but they like Big Remote.
And both of them were recorded here. Yeah. Yeah. I know. To say that they hated Slut Fungus is such an understatement. I heard
Brad really took exception to the album. It was like the worst album to ever come out of Reno or something.
It's got a few. It said something like it's got a few good points, but not enough to justify its existence. What else did he say? Something about it was worth our lowest possible rating. Like he really, which for Slut Fungus, I think that is just a badge of honor.
Yeah, I think they want that.
I immediately called Brian and congratulated him. You upset the reviewer of the Reno News Review that bad, and they printed what that fucking cover looks like.
Yeah,
which blew my mind.
They put the cover right on the page.
The devil taking a shit, getting a blowjob is right on the so
that
pretty
is
wild.
Exciting.
And then right underneath that, it's got the Jenkins thing, which he doesn't say is excellent.
I heard he gave a lot of column inch to railing about the Slut Fungus, and then and Jenkins came out and it was pretty cool.
And it's okay. it's good, this and that. And then there were two words that described my part of the work, which
stellarly
was
mediocre.
Right? No, he said good. So it was something like the production is production good, or there was two words that were in response to what I do. So I thought,
Brad Bynum's all production good.
He didn't know, and I forget what the two words were. God damn it! It was like good job stuff, and it was phrased in such a way that it could have meant packaging or it could have meant the recording. But I took it to be about me.
Yes,
but
you
it's
should.
So funny that they were two of my albums. Yeah. Uh huh.
But that's awesome.
That's what happens.
I'm very proud
of
Slut Fungus.
All year, every year.
Well, I just wanted to say that I really liked Stuart in the Basement at the show that they played with Big Remote at to bring that background full circle.
I was actually hoping you would circle back. That's the first time I got to see them, and they're like honestly like one of my favorite.
One guy in the crowd was saying, like gutter mouth without all the pop crap.
Yeah, that'd be a good way to explain it.
It's kind of. Gets it a little bit,
just
but
like, really
I mean,
clean,
it's,
tight, three piece, great vocalist. Yeah. Like everybody's a great player. The songwriting's great, like
and dancey stuff, but it's got a little rockish edge to it. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun because I've liked Rob. Rob's been a good musician in this town in a lot of bands. So it's good to see the new one.
Yeah,
I mean they've been around for like a year now, 2 years,
a couple years. Yeah, we played with them a few times. Yeah. I have a video of them on my channel too if you want to check it out.
Cool.
Astronaut69 on YouTube.
Yeah, check out Nick's exciting YouTube channel with occasional videotape from the podcast and live shows across your city.
That's right. I'm out about doing things and filming it.
And then I also got to go see Lincoln Lounge. I missed Rigorous Proof, but I got to see the out of town band that played with them. That played second, and they're like the Good Hurt. I think they were supposed to be.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They're the touring band, and they played at the Freight House the next night. And maybe it was an off night, man.
It wasn't that good of a hurt.
Really, kind of bland. Like
I didn't go, but that's about the reviews I heard from everybody.
Yeah, generic and derivative would not be too strong of a appellation for them.
Well, thank God Brad wasn't there.
Yeah.
I wish I was.
He would have hated it.
I mean,
I meant Brad
No,
Bynum.
And honestly, I don't mean to
but
say
But I'm glad that. You weren't there either.
And honestly, and I don't mean to say they were bad. They I mean, they were good, you know, they were good enough. I mean, the drummer, I want to say, was a hell, like, he
I
was,
hate when bands just good enough. You're just all, it's getting late. Let's
well, like, I was
else,
watching
you know?
The drummer back there, and, you know, part of, the drummer, it's not like he wasn't into it, but it was so, just, he wasn't even breaking a sweat playing Here's, these songs.
I wasn't there, and I can tell you what their problem was.
Is that,
the bar for live music is set so fucking high in Reno, because we have such a stellar scene, that when out-of-town bands come in, it's like, meh.
Good point, Spike. Good point.
You know?
You're not a Gattati asshole. You know, but there's a lot of cool touring bands that knock it out of the park, and you're like,
yeah,
whoa, man, you blew my mind. You brought it. You know, whether they play into 10 people or fuck you, they show up and they have a million fans. You know, I've never heard of these guys, but they're
like Jason and the Punk.
That's the reason why they're there.
Out of Bar M, playing just some shitty bar in the middle of nowhere.
That was totally cool.
They brunged it.
Yeah, they should play at Jub Jub's next time too.
I think that'd be a good fit there. Yeah. So next time you kids are in town, because I know you listen to the podcast.
Absolutely. You're on the road all the time. Listen to our podcast.
So, I don't know. I guess since are we done with the weekend, should we turn to
weekend
Spike
schmeekin.
Here? Yeah. So hey, Spike.
Hey guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Who's your friend?
This is Hollywood Brad Bukowskis.
Hollywood Brad.
Hollywood Brad.
And he's got the yellow aviator shades, so he can see better when he rides his fixie in the dark,
it's
right?
It's true. Well, yeah. I don't sleep much, so I feel, because I work too much. That's ultimately what it is. But I don't sleep, so I feel like if I put these on, it sort of covers it, like my eyes are constantly bloodshot.
It brightens things up for you
it
a little
does.
Bit.
It does. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a good day. It's always sunny. It's always sunny in L.A.
Right. Well, welcome. Welcome to town. Have you
Thanks.
Been here before?
Yeah. Every time I come here, I send him on a gambling bender. Mm. It's pretty awful. And he
doesn't send me. I just follow him.
Yeah, he's there for moral support, really. But
like, literally, I'll just sit next to him gambling for hours and hours, smoking cigarettes.
Yep.
I mean, we usually have a fun time, like, in between. Like, right? Like, we had one of his, like, good buddies talking about yesterday how he was on, like, this big dry spell just to, like, find somebody. And, so we set a bet with him. It was like, hey, $200 if we can get you – or if you can get laid in like the next, what, we gave him 5 hours?
Yeah, we gave him like 5 hours.
5 hours we gave this guy.
5 hours.
Plenty of time.
Right.
Plenty of time.
So we go to a bar. He picked the bar, went right there, started talking to a girl, and I was like, hey, like, we don't want to be like wingmen. We like have to leave to like see if he does it, right?
Right.
So we leave, go to a casino. I win like $100. He texts us within, what, 25 minutes, less than that?
Oh, yeah, like – Yeah,
it closed the deal,
and he said he closed the deal. Like it was in the back of her car, and we actually did the statistics of like the.
How did he prove it?
Because well, that's the thing.
There was no proof.
He told the story. He's like, oh well, I talked to this girl, then I talked to that girl, and then like we were debating about like
counting
this
the time
and
how
relationships,
long.
And it was like elaborate. I'm like, how much time that does a big story? He's like, oh yeah, about 10 minutes. I'm like, at least right. He's like, yeah, and then of course he tells the whole story about going somewhere. I'm like, that was like 2 hours. You just added up. on top of it, he ultimately had to split the money. He's like, hey, he's like, so my buddies bet me $200 if I can get laid. But the whole
he found
crux,
himself a yeah, fake whore.
This bet, this bet was born from a conversation about an honest whore, and it was very clear that the sex could not be paid for.
Yeah, and he's
not
like,
to mention,
and we're like,
it's
he's
a
like,
universal.
You can do it? And he's like, oh yeah. So he like signed on board, and then ultimately had to pay for sex. But
it's like everybody knows it's a universal rule. If you make a sex bet, you can't pay for the sex.
Right.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
That was a
Otherwise,
fucking
it's illegal.
Awesome Reno story.
we have these on a daily basis. Every time I come here, it's a stupid story like that. That's why I love this city. Like, they say like the biggest little city in the world. And it's so true because everything is like within reach. It's like every big city, like everything that you want to be able to do.
Oh, yeah.
You literally
it's like
can,
four blocks
and it's so
away.
Easy,
yeah.
And you know everybody. So you just have a
everybody
great time.
Knows everybody.
Yeah.
Like, for example, that story was about Eric Shapiro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What? Oh, that was about Eric Shapiro.
Yeah, that was about
Excellent.
Eric Shapiro.
That happened last night. I was trying to keep that anonymous.
Oh.
Just trying to be a good new friend.
Way to go there, Spike. Good job. Hi, Eric.
Any publicity is good publicity, especially with that story, dude.
That's an awesome story, dude.
Wow.
So what have you been doing, Spike?
Man, I've just been doing everything.
You were supposed to have a band on this week.
Yep.
You have a band?
We're forming. We're in the formation. We've just kind of reworked some things around.
So you sold me a wooden horse.
I sold you a wooden horse.
Nice. Good job. Yep. Well,
I brought you Hollywood Brad Bukowskis.
What does that mean? That
he was in SWAT 2.
The sequel to SWAT?
Yes.
Awesome.
Sony hates us now.
What did you do in
there? Right. So the opening.
Hey, any press, man. Any press.
The opening credits. It's starred by Gabriel Mock, the guy who's in. I think he's on a show now called Suits.
Yeah. I like that show.
He's like the main guy in that. He was also in Watchmen, which I fell asleep through a good portion of it. Not just because I was tired. Like, I worked too much, like I said. Not the movie was bad by any means. The opening credits is basically there's a house party. Some like rich little suburban politician's kid is like throwing some house party, which is me.
Rebecca Black.
They hire all these extras who are like basically girls willing to do porn for like this like ghetto crew who's directing SWAT Firefight, the sequel. Which is like the guys are super, super awesome and like so they basically hire a bunch of like hot extras in bikinis to like go down and like hang out in this pool and like hang out all around. It's a big like daytime beach party.
Right.
And then some beggar comes in and is like, "Where's my drug money?" And I'm like, "What? You're crumbing in my house? I don't have any drug money." And then he shoots off his gun. I run away. I bust out some AK-47. I blow out the cameras in my house, and then I get arrested. It's a fun first couple minutes of the movie.
Wow. Rad. That's exciting.
Really, and then Gabriel Mock like diffuses the situation.
And then the SWAT team comes in and kicks everybody's ass.
And then they're like, "Oh, you're so great. We needed you on this special case over here." And then they move him. And that's what the movie's actually about.
So you're the establishing scene.
I am. The movie is not at all about that, but yeah.
Cool.
Well, that sounds exciting. Is that like, when's that going
to
drop?
It had dropped. It was dropping.
It dropped straight to DVD.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Brother. Hey, way to work. Way to get jobs, man.
I mean, I feel like I described it for what it was.
Oh no, that's great. I mean,
I feel like I gave don't get a picture of the movie.
SWAT 2 is like our little joke. Like he does lots of big movies that go around winning the festival awards and making circuit. But they're all artsy and bullshit. But SWAT 2 is smoking.
You should check out Nowhere Nevada when it starts making the rounds.
I've heard about this. I've heard about this. It's like it's been passing on the street. So can I hear a little bit about what this is?
I could pitch it. You want to pitch it?
If you talked about it like multiple times in the podcast, I don't want to waste like the.
Well, we have,
time.
But it's
we keep the hype up on it.
Yeah, it's a script written locally.
Give us the elevator pitch.
It's a script written.
I
want
to hear how you say it.
It's a script written locally by the late Marianne Soda, who was a promoter and big supporter of the Reno scene. It was a script she rewrote a couple of times before her death a few years back. And Nick here, my good friend, kept it alive and kept it around, showed it to a few people. And
she was my partner.
And it
she
went
was my wife from Burning Man.
it went through a couple of rewrites and was ready for production this past year. It was cast and crewed locally, shot everywhere around Reno. It's about Reno, the subculture in Reno.
Sure.
And rock and roll and
soundtrack's
drugs.
All Reno.
All Reno bands are in the soundtrack. And you know, like I said, the whole cast and crew, the casting director, everybody is this is local industry, us putting together. We got a barn. We're
just
putting
following
on a show.
Greatness.
Yeah. And
that's
just
awesome.
And really, everybody just putting our money where our mouth is and making awesome art.
Be like we're damn proud of what we're doing. Check it out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
And
that's super, super great.
You know, it's a little bit science fictional, a little bit trippy, a little bit out of the ordinary reality.
Sure.
But it's gonna be ready for some festivals in October here.
That's awesome.
It's a punk rock movie, dude.
Yeah,
Reno punk rock.
But that's what fucking Reno is.
It's not about punk rock, but it's
gritty. It is a DIY film. Like our community DIY this.
Reno just so happens to be the most punk rock city in the whole entire fucking world. So it's
hell yeah,
rad. Fuck yeah.
It kind of is. It's smelly and dirty like a squatter.
Oh yeah.
But it can be really nice and you can have some great times with it.
Well, it's great. We get this awesome wind off the hills and just blows the smoke back east.
All the playa dust, taking it to the four corners.
Back over there, and then it's nice. The river is great. Anyway, but it's an awesome project.
Speaking of local music, do you have any music on it?
No.
Good.
I do like
that's a shame, Spike.
Song you were singing before we started the podcast.
Oh yeah.
just because it starts with my favorite word.
Hello. Yeah.
And it's a great story, and I have the video of you doing that, too.
I'd love to be on the soundtrack, if you want me. Well, let me know.
You know, right now it's getting down to,
kind of tight.
We're starting to cut and paste as we go, but
sure.
I do have that song in mind for something maybe in out in the country or earlier in a bar or something, or in a car on the radio.
You want to play that song?
Yeah, I'll play that song for
you. Let's hear what's the song called?
The song is called "In Loving Memory of Utah Phillips." I was like out on the road one time.
Oh, wait. Did you play this before?
Mm.
On the podcast?
No.
No. I was with a whole rock band.
Just checking.
On the podcast before.
I'm just checking.
No,
That was a way.
Can I tell my story?
Yeah. No.
Song is called
"Don't Listen to Him."
I'm driving this long stretch of road like between shows one time, and there's like no, CD player's not working, nothing on the radio, like nothing to the point that like you hit the button and it just like scans through and like
yeah.
So I just like let it scan and it finally hit this radio station, and it was an interview with Utah Phillips, who's this old like anarchist folk singer who I had never heard of before, and he was just a badass. So like one time Johnny Cash wanted to buy one of his songs and do one of his songs, so like Cash's people call him and he's like, "You tell Mr. Cash thanks but no thanks." And just like hung up the phone.
Wow.
And then
who says no to Johnny fucking Cash?
Yeah, so then Johnny Cash wanted to do so bad. He like comes up to him in person. He's like, "Utah, like, let me do this song. Like, it'll be a big famous song." And he goes, "All due respect, Mr. Cash, I really appreciate you and your talent, but I want no part of the industry you work in."
Wow.
And I was like, damn. That's
commitment.
That's how you do it. That's the fast track to cult fame, I suppose.
Man, because, yeah, I would do. What do you want me to do, Johnny? Okay.
But, yeah, the thing he...
I'll play two coconuts, Johnny. Sure.
Yeah. The thing he said in the interview that stuck out the most to me, they said, "Now, Utah, you're an anarchist." He said, "What's that mean?" Anarchist Utah Phillips goes, "Well, it means I make rules for myself and not other people." I was like, oh. Man. I was right when I was in high school. I am an anarchist. Yeah. So this song is called "In Loving Memory of Utah Phillips."
Anarchy don't mean anything but making rules only for yourself. So I'll save all my judgment for the government. I got nothing but love for everyone else. I'm saying stand up and live. Something's gotta give. I need to know right now, are you in or are you out? Well, it's been 200 years and the future is unclear. I got nothing but fear for those who led us here. It's time to stop paying taxes and stop using roads. Stop grinding axes and sharing in the load. I'm singing stand up and live. Something's gotta give, I need to know right now. Are you in or are you out? When a hand that feeds leaves you begging on your knees, well, it gets hard to believe that you're not being deceived. And just because there's freedom doesn't mean there isn't greed. Them bastards want some bets on other people's deeds. And now it's time to stand up and live. Something's gotta give, I need to know right now. Are you in or are you out? Are you in or are you out? In or are ya? How? In or are ya? How? I'm saying stand up and live. Something's gotta give, I need to know right now. Are you in or are you out?
Yeah.
Ooh,
nice.
That was very nice. Very nice. That's what they call that protest rock, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I refer to my genre as acoustic political post folk punk.
Very cool.
Yeah, they call that protest rock. No, that is a good song.
Thank you.
I have heard you play it before, which is why I thought you might have played it here. Yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah, that's a good fun tune.
Yeah, I like that one.
Toe Tapper. You like Billy Bragg, don't you?
I'm a big Billy Bragg fan. Yeah, sure am.
Let's get a great message.
Sure am.
So good times, good times. Where and when do you play?
You know what I've been playing most often lately is I've just been focused on my songwriter showcase, Loud as Folk, which I do that over at the Alley like once a month.
Right.
We got the next one coming up September 26th. And then, you know.
Who's on that bill so far? Anybody?
Dusty Grave is on that bill so far. I was just on vacation, and now it's Labor Day, so, you know. Probably should have figured out a lineup before I got on the Worst Little Podcast.
Smooth, man. Oh, no, you've got a huge blockbuster lineup of local acts all lined up.
Yeah, well, I mean,
go.
It's like, you know, that's the thing. Is it, always like, it takes me a minute to, like, put the lineup together, but then they always wind up being really good. Like, we've had some great people. At the one-year anniversary, we had Nick played, of course.
Yeah.
We had a lot of local Reno artists, and they also had Kevin Seconds came in and played acoustic.
Yeah. Oh, right, right.
Kepi Ghouli from the Groovy Ghoulies played, and Franz Nicolay from the Hold Steady.
Badass.
And then, like, just at this last one, Cliff and Dave from Jellybread played just the two of them, and that was, like,
yeah, I saw that.
Probably my favorite loudest folk set. Yeah, they just, it was unreal.
Slayed it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Cool.
How long have you been doing that now? A few years, right?
No, the one-year anniversary was in April.
Oh, okay.
So, you know. A little over.
Getting there. Getting
there. Just a little younger than you guys over here.
Yeah.
Right?
No kidding. We start in January, end of January.
So yeah.
We have a year.
It's a good time for growth in the scene, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of room to stretch our elbows out.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I've always been, like, a big advocate for Reno, but it's really, like, turning into something even greater and even better than it's ever been before.
It's booming.
Yeah.
Is it?
It really? I think so.
I'm glad.
It's like, you know, me going to Louisiana for a couple years and coming back, I've kind of felt for the last few years that I've had a fresh set of eyes on Reno, because I was really burnt out, really jaded on the whole scene.
Yeah, that can happen.
And going away for a couple years gave me that, oh, I really miss this and I really miss that. And then while I was gone, you know, exciting things like, you know, Holland Project, the Reno Bike Project or Salvagery, you know, all this cool stuff started springing up. And now in the last 2 years, like, I've been able to be a part of it again. And it's just, there's just more gooder, awesomer stuff every week.
Yeah.
All kinds of theaters and art galleries and, you know, bars and music.
We're starting to get a lot of cross-artistic, you know, mixed, multi-message, you know, multi-format kind of stuff. Like, playing shows at Reno Artworks. You know?
But we had this band, I think they were out of Washington. I can't remember if they were out of Portland or Seattle, but they came through and they were great. It's really fun to check out shows over there for sure.
Totally. That's a good time.
Yeah. Which place?
Reno Artworks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We do like a show a month. I know we got one coming up on the 13th. I can't remember who it is because I got drunk instead of preparing for my interview.
Well done.
But there will
well
be somebody. Done. Somebody. Check out renoartworks.org for more info on that.
And just because I want everybody to drink. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
no. You're playing at home.
You're playing at home, drink along.
Call us and tell us
if
what
you're playing
drinking.
At work, drink along.
I feel like you guys should have like a time that they get like that listeners can call in. Be like, we tend to like shoot it, like record at this time.
We
like call if you hear this thing and like want to call in, like we're filming on like X days.
Yeah,
we've tried that a couple times.
Van Pirates used to call in on tour, but
yeah, they stopped
calling in.
I want your eyes number. I'm gonna call.
They
in.
All really the last time we talked to them is when their van broke down. Maybe they died.
No,
they should call in
now. No, they didn't.
They fixed their van and went back on the road.
A van pirate can't die,
right?
What is the phone number?
Yeah, I have no good witty comeback for that at all. How do you kill a vampire?
Yeah, no.
They ran into a truck full of steaks. You know,
I don't know.
Yeah.
If there's a number, like, what would I call? I'm not going to call it right now because, like, we're recording it. But what number would I call?
333-3333?
Yeah.
No, that's a cap.
For this to work, Rory would have to give out his cell phone number on
the air.
And although I've given my address on the air, Rory's scared.
Then on Friday, I'd get a whole bunch of phone calls.
Right.
I feel like I should give out my number.
Yeah, right.
And then here's what we do.
Yeah, my
hey, ladies, if you like this man's sexy voice.
Well, yeah, like not even that, but what we'll do is like if they call in, I'll record it and then I'll send it over to you guys, and we can figure out a way to plug it in somehow.
I'll tell you, I'll,
or just like if they have like requests, hey, have a request, call my number.
Let's both give our numbers and make a bet as to who will get more people to call them.
I bet you, I
I could call somebody. Who should I call?
You didn't mention that one.
Let's see who what.
You can
call me. My number is 775-338-6783.
Single lady.
Oh, my God.
Or you can call me. My number is 630-220-6772.
Vote now for Spike or Brad.
Whoever Brad is the 630.
Spike is the 775.
Outside
terms,
Chicago.
Terms
yeah, let's
of
see
the bet.
Who gets the most calls?
I'm. We'll be. I'm what's
y'all
the, what's
can
a,
just
what's
talk
a
to me on the internet.
Right?
You ain't getting my number.
They should have to do something though, like be dicks to you or something, or you should be dicks to them. There should be something fun about it, right?
Yeah, there should be something fun about it and a bet.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah,
some people are going to be. I'll bet you I could get laid for $200.
Yeah, what if they just
Brad make a lot of ass?
What if they just leave you a voicemail that says "fuck you"?
That counts.
Okay, well, everybody call them and say "fuck you."
I am calling somebody now.
Here goes.
We're
doing a phone call.
I wonder what they're drinking.
Yeah, right.
My phone's on silent.
Oh, come on, answer, you jerk!
Oh,
come on.
Nope, I think we're getting a voicemail.
You thought your phone was ringing?
Because I'm this whole headphone because business, like for the most, you know what I mean? For the most part, you're like, it's on silent, but like, come on.
Straight to voicemail.
It's not live, dude.
Strike out.
It'll be a couple days before anybody actually hears what our number is.
Oh, wait, no,
well,
don't call him again.
Right now, I thought he was like.
No.
Let's see what your ex-wife's drinking.
Hopefully not much because she's babysitting.
She was just
she might be drinking water or milk or something.
Damn it.
What's the wager?
The wager dialer is, process does not like you.
If more people call me,
I
want that Hunter the Reckoning original Xbox game.
Ooh.
Done. That's easy.
Yeah. What do you want?
All right. If more people call me, I gotta think about this. I'll let you know. I'm doing good.
I always fucking make the mistake of making the first bet.
I'm gonna sit on this.
I'm like, oh, I'll make like some nice easy bet, and then Brad's like, and if I win, I get to watch a horse fuck you.
You know, it's really true.
Video game or horse fucking?
Like here's a story. Yeah. Another day. So I was flying to Chicago to film some stupid movie.
No, there's a phone call, Brad.
Oh, sorry,
no, you can keep talking. It's just ringing.
All right, if it picks up, I'll cut out. Yeah, all right. Yeah, so yeah. I'm going. No, it wasn't stupid. It was actually a really great movie that I really loved. But sorry, I'm waiting to see if people pick up. So it's really great. Like, so I'm flying out there, but I'm like, oh, I'm getting paid to do a movie. They fly me out. It's great. I'm drinking at the airport. I call this guy. I'm like, hey.
Oh, it's been forwarded.
And my girlfriend's like, is Spike gay? And I was like, I don't think he is. And then
I don't know. Let me pull my dick out of his ass and ask him.
So, we're just like joking back and forth. And she's like, well, she's like, what was his last girlfriend? I'm like, oh, I'm like, he's had the girlfriends. I mean, he's had tons of them. And like and so then that's
actually
it
was
story.
Just one, but she waited a ton.
Yeah, that's a later story. So this time, so I'm like, really? So what? You can just get laid whenever you want. He's like, oh yeah, dude, whatever I want. I can get laid if I had to. He's like, I'm just I'm doing my thing. I'm working. So I'm like, all right. So I'm like, how long? He's like, 2 weeks. So we set a bet that he can get laid in 2 weeks. And I'm like, all right, what's the deal? So for our birthdays, the deal is because our birthdays are very close. I'm like, either I'll visit him, he'll visit me for it. But so I'm like, all right, I want a picture. I'm like, I need proof. Like none of this $200 bullshit. I'm like, I need proof. And he's like, all right, what do you need proof of? I'm like, I want you a picture of you and her with you doing like, and there has to be like proof that you guys are like naked. And I'm like, and I need you flicking off the camera. He's like, all right, I'll do it. I'm like, no, you can Photoshop it like a middle finger. I was like, I want you to like put "I told you so!" exclamation point with a smiley face using one of the dot. The dot from the exclamation point is an eye. So he does.
This is elaborate.
Oh yeah, because because he's a Photoshop. Like he, Photoshop and stuff. All that.
It is not easy being friends with you, Brad.
I'm incredibly difficult.
But you know, I do like Brad, yes. Hollywood Brad, because he wants everybody to get laid.
Yeah,
that is the goal.
So the
it
best
seems.
Part, the best part of this fucking story is the day that I make this bet. It's like noon, and
it was
like
3 o'clock.
So there, 3 o'clock. But he sends me a fucking, he calls me that night and he's like, dude, I tried taking the photos at night. Of course, like, he's a flash. Flash goes off. Girl turns around from doing it doggy style. Sees that he fucking wrote, "I told you so," flicking off a camera, taking a photo. Kicks him out of the house. And then
she was pissed.
Perfect.
And the best line, she's like, you know, you're a fucking idiot. Because if you would have just asked me, you could have taken a way dirtier picture. Fucking cock and pussy. But that's bullshit.
Ah. Wow.
So he came, so he did. He got laid, what, the same day or next day?
Well, no, the next night I went out and I got cock-blocked. That was December 24th, Christmas Eve, I got cock-blocked. Took Christmas off. Then Boxing Day, ironically enough, I sealed the deal.
With the photo and everything.
With the photo, yeah.
What was the point of that stupid story? I'm sorry.
You're a bet welcher. Because so I win the bet, so he's got to come up for the fucking birthday.
Right, right.
And like, I don't even know why. I don't know what the excuse was. He just doesn't even fucking come.
Sexual.
And I'm like, just
no, because he
just
didn't
loser.
He for, no, no, it's a big thing. He sent me the photo, middle finger. I told you so! Exclamation point. No smiley.
There
face.
Was a smiley face.
The rule was it had to be a smiley face. That was like the punctuation. He said he would do it, and he did.
You're losing points.
Yeah, that's kind of being a dick.
You should at least pay him half.
No, I gave him credit. I gave him credit. I said,
yeah,
hey,
like
great
meet
job.
Him in Susanville or something.
Well, ultimately, I was just trying to get him laid.
And then just to be a good friend, I drove all the way down there for his birthday, and he slept the entire time.
I work a lot.
Sucker.
Yeah.
I think Rick
bags on you, pal.
On the head.
Yeah.
What?
It's hard to be Brad's friend. It makes it difficult.
But we have a great time along the road.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Sexually.
Excuse me there.
I think we need to do a tattoo commercial and then reset for something.
Sure. Tattoo commercial now.
Okay.
Thinking of a new tattoo? Check out online portfolios at stingraytattoo.net.
I'm going to get a tattoo at Stingray Tattoo when I turn 18.
Stingray Tattoo. Loser tested, mother approved.
Yeah.
That was Snooki's baby.
That was my baby.
I am a very pretty princess.
Yes.
Just started first grade. We couldn't be prouder.
Right on.
Reset. Another song.
Yeah.
Let's get this one brought to you by Stingray Tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Song is called The Elephants and Asses.
Ooh, let me guess. It's about politics.
Elephants and asses terrorizing masses, sort us into classes like a bunch of fucking fascists. And with our battle lashes, we just keep paying taxes. Wonder where the cash is as our nation slowly crashes. I said, hell, no, I won't go. I can do just fine on my own. And I said, hell, no, I won't go. I can do just fine on my own. As the ice caps melt from this profit-driven hell, I'll be counting on myself, cause I can't trust no one else until they redistribute wealth. Socialize the healthy, keep your ballots on a shelf. I'm voting no one in 2012. And I said, hell, no, I won't go. I can do just fine on my own. And I said, hell, no, I won't go. I can do just fine on my own. Now I'm playing guitar and sitting, cause I gave up television. There's too many politicians on their re-election missions, and this two-party system is falling out of rhythm. I can't sit back and listen to a bunch of corporate villains. I said, hell, no, I won't go. I can do just fine on my own. And I said, hell, no, I won't go. I can do just fine on my own. Don't vote, don't bitch, so say the rich. But that's really quite a hitch for a system that's so kitsch. Cause if you're buying into a game you know is fixed, well, if you ask me, it's you that is the bitch. And I said, hell, no, I won't go. I can do just fine on my own. And I said, hell, no, I won't go. I can do just fine on my own. And I said, hell, no, I won't go. I can do just fine on my own. Yeah, I can do just fine on my own. Well, I can do spot on my own.
Nice.
Fuck yeah. Ooh.
That was rad with the elections coming up and stuff.
I have a couple.
You guys
of,
don't go vote.
I have a couple of questions, and then I will listen to your comments off the air. do you vote? I'm just curious.
I mean, yeah, I've voted every time I've been eligible to so far.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's that answers the question in a positive. And what the hell do you hope to accomplish writing songs like that?
I don't know.
No, really. Like legitimate. I'm just devil's advocate. What the hell do you hope to accomplish, Mr. Hippie Protest Rock Don't Vote Man?
I don't know. Getting pussy and getting high with liberal hippie chicks.
Now, that's a non-hypocritical
answer.
Dude,
I like
right
it.
There.
It sounded like it's from the heart, dude.
Oh, yeah, no, that was a fun song.
Beautiful.
Like I said, devil's advocate, because I'm old and jaded, and you're young and optimistic.
Yeah, and somebody out there saying the same exact thing, so.
Well, I don't know. I mean.
This chick in Florida. Go
you don't
her.
Vote. You're part of the problem.
Like, I'm the worst kind of protesting. Like, all I'm hoping to accomplish is, like, you know, make a niche for yourself.
Get laid.
Have a hook.
Yeah, you're basically saying, like, hey, there's nothing we can do about this because we're so screwed over. Do you agree with me? Let's go to my tent.
Yeah. And I actually feel like that's the undertone of a lot of the lyrics. You know what I mean?
Let's talk some political philosophy
I like
in the
yeah.
dark.
I like your style.
Thanks.
No, it is fun. It is reminiscent of, like, I don't know, Phil Oakesy.
I'll take that.
But fun. Whereas Phil was like, well, I don't know, kind of shoot yourself in the head music.
Yeah,
occasionally.
Phil Oaks had some fun stuff, though. He had like the draft dodger rag and shit.
Yeah.
That was like lighthearted stupidity. I got a lot of non-political songs, too, you know. It's just, I don't know. I get so pissed talking
season.
To people about
Tis
politics.
That he's sweating. He's dabbing his head right now with a bandana.
It's like I find now with political conversations that it's like,
you wouldn't like me when I get political.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to say anything that'll change anyone else's mind. Nobody will say anything that'll change my mind unless it's Newsroom starring Jeff Daniels. And, you know, other than that, the only way I can vent my political frustration is just write songs. I probably won't vote this time around.
Really?
Well, my friend is threatened to join the Navy, and he says he won't if Romney wins. So I'm like, yeah, win-win either way. Either we got Barack or my buddy doesn't have to go to the Navy, so we'll see.
Well, that's something, just speaking of not voting, you know, we traditionally have the option of none of the above
sure.
here yeah. in Nevada. There's evidently some initiative somewhere. I don't know if it's federal
there's
or state.
There's a Green Party too,
saying that they're trying to get the none of the above taken off of our ballots because there is no contingency for when none of the above wins, except for number two comes in and they get to be the winner, which is one of the above, and it's not who people voted for.
Well, I mean, I think that people are just this year going to have to use the none of the above. It'll instead be labeled Ron Paul. Oh. They'd make room for him on the ballot.
Yeah, I liked how.
They're like, yeah, he's not winning.
And if anybody paying attention to politics, I thought it was funny that the Nevada delegates just kind of went in with a big, giant fuck you to the Electoral College and I'm going to vote how I want, bitch.
Yeah.
That was amusing. That's Nevada is fucking punk rock.
Cheers. Yeah.
Cheers. Agree or disagree, we're punk rock.
Yeah, we're punk rock.
So, yeah.
Hey, do you think that Clint Eastwood actually thought he was going to a party that served tea? Poor senile bastard.
He's talking to the chair, invisible chair.
They're like, the best part was he's like, oh, he's got he improv the whole thing. I'm like, of course he fucking did. He couldn't even talk.
Clint Eastwood stand up tour hitting the casino near you.
Probably sell out. That man's a legend.
Come see Clint Eastwood at the Laugh Club.
And then it just starts like this weird progression. Like, you know, it's like Charlie Sheen goes on a weird tour. Clint Eastwood goes on a weird tour.
That would be awesome.
Bobby,
think about
it. Guys,
Charlie Sheen and Clint Eastwood on tour together. Yeah.
Well, now Gibson in there. We'll have a great party.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Mel. Except he never got, like, did any of that in public. That was just some unfortunate recordings.
Yeah.
Charlie and Clint.
Yeah, he
never
Charlie
did.
And Clint, are like, they're Honey Badger. They don't give a fuck, man.
Yeah.
I know somebody who knows that guy.
Which guy?
The Honey Badger guy.
Ah.
He's going to pay a lot of money now.
I bet.
Wow. Like, they're contracting him out to, like, do, like, spots for stupid commercials.
Hey, kids, memes can make you money. Dick around on Facebook for the next 10 years and learn video design.
Wild, man.
Yeah. Who knew? Who knew it was going to be memes that make you money? all us poor artists making our videos and songs.
Right, yeah. and then some jagoff with Adobe CS5 or something comes along and, hey, now I have some job writing for Leno or whatever.
Dude, I was just happy when I got a Dell.
Moo?
Shit.
No, that's Gateway.
Dead air.
Is it time?
I think it's a good time. What do you think, Rick?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, sir. Oh, boys and boys. It's time for the worst little quiz in the world, in which I'm going to ask you, Brad, a series of unrelated and uncomfortable questions.
I'm going to fail this miserably. I'm
that
so excited.
I then will score absolutely subjectively.
You should.
I think you already know how to play the game that we all just lost, in case you are playing that game.
I never play that game.
You have to. You're part of it, man. You know the rules, so you just lost.
I don't play.
Well, you are.
He's
you can't win if you don't play. You can't lose if you don't play.
There's no such thing. You know the rules, so you're part of the game, man. You're thinking about it now.
What game?
Don't ask.
All right.
The game. Look it up on the internet. The game.
There's a meme for it.
Wait a minute. Statement.
Any rate, no, not questions.
Right.
Not questions. This is the worst little quiz. I have questions for ye. Your lover, your brother, or your mother, Brad, trapped on a desert isle, who do you cannibalize first?
This is lover, opening. Mother, or which one was the last one?
Brother.
Brother.
If you don't have one of them, substitute the next closest thing.
Brother.
Brother, no hesitation.
No. Oh, yeah, I'll eat his ass.
Just the ass, though.
That's for you, Rick. Rick, hey, that's a little plug to the great place that we're actually able to do this thing at. Thank you.
Rick's going to isolate that one.
I'll eat his ass.
Sexually should.
Spite.
Yes.
Same question.
Oh, same question?
Well, you might have answered that one before. How about something slightly more incriminating? Your lover, your brother, or your mother. For $1 million, who do you kill?
Oh, my.
I don't have a lover or a brother.
Next closest thing, your most recent lover or your best friend.
Which is all her, his mother.
Oh, yeah, I'd kill my most recent lover.
That's not fair at all.
I mean,
good answer, Brad. They're all your mother.
Take what you can get. Don't be picky.
Yeah.
Brad gets an extra 5 points. a pass on that, or did I?
Where's the answer?
Yeah.
No, I said I would go with the ex-lover. I mean, if I had a current lover, it would be the lover no matter what, all the time.
Oh, okay.
Because love is hollow and empty, and if you can get $1 million for it, take it. Like, there's not a relationation in the world more than $1 million. I'll vote for you, pal. Thanks.
Name the celebrity of the same gender you would most like to make out with. Brad.
Wait, I'm sorry, it was my question.
Yeah,
so
back to you.
Sorry, I'm still spacing out. Name the what?
Celebrity of the same gender you would most like to make out with.
Oh, like it was a guy?
Yes.
So I was like, I have a choice
he's
of two
pretty,
women?
He's pretty and quick.
Well, no, I'm like, two women, I get to pick whoever.
Just your type.
And
man.
It had to be like a guy. It was Spike but fucking McGuire.
Hey.
Wow. There you go.
Good answer. And nice. He does count as a celebrity.
I feel like he does. In the local Reno town, it's the biggest city in the, what is it? Biggest little city.
Something like that.
Something. See, this is why you shouldn't ask
Spike?
Questions.
I'm going to go Swayze. I'm into that necro stuff.
Nice. As he is today.
Yeah, Swayze today. Ghost Swayze.
Yeah.
Gross.
I don't know if the Widow Swayze will be okay with that.
The Widow Swayze. Yeah. Name the celebrity you would ruin your current or most recent relationship or a future relationship to be with.
Oh, God.
Any celebrity.
I will die for this one. I feel like it's got to be...
Are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, excellent.
I am.
It's Diane Lane. We already talked about it.
No. Dude, why are you trying to get me in trouble? My girlfriend's doing the show with Diane Lane right now. What are you doing? That's not true. Because I always confuse her with Claire Danes. I don't know which one's which. I really don't. It would be... it's that stupid country singer who actually like isn't even really from the country. It's all like fucking fake.
Jewel?
Close.
Leanne
Taylor Swift.
No, she's a lot older. And I've told her this. So like
Reba?
Not Reba. Shania? She's a nice girl. No. Shania Twain. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Now, and I've talked to her about it. I feel like if she ever listens to this, I'm dead. But like I've already discussed, like, hey, I have a crush on Shania Twain. Yeah. And her parents oddly try to like
hook you up with Shania Twain?
Tickets. Like, you know, it was that or Garth Brooks. Maybe I have to switch Spike McGuire to like Garth Brooks. He's a nice guy.
Sure.
I don't know. But I, you know, friends in low places, I can relate too much.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, pal. Cheers.
Spike? Well, it's been so long since I heard the question, I don't even remember.
Celebrity you would ruin a relationship to be with.
Oh, Olivia Munn.
Ah, good answer.
Did you read the text that leaked from her phone?
No. Oh, those pictures.
Filthy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the pictures of the text.
Yeah,
just
no, she
awful.
Is a filthy, filthy little whore.
She does the ATM.
Give us a sample, dude. I'll ask him.
She does the ATM?
Oh, yeah. Dude, these text messages part. Are like, I want you to fucking choke me while you're plowing my ass.
Yeah,
and
I saw
fucking
that part.
Suck your dick.
Yeah.
And then I heard about that, but I started watching Newsroom. I'm like, oh, my God. Marry me.
I saw. I used to watch her on G4 when she was all on that shit before they picked her up.
He's fanning himself. He's getting so hot, he's fanning himself.
I am.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Olivia Munn.
That's my getting.
Those are some good answers. Let's see. Where and when did you lose your virginity?
It was post. What is it? What is the dance called? Homecoming in high school?
Sure. Right?
I think I was a sophomore. My girlfriend was a freshman, and we're in the back of a vehicle. I'm not going to disclose if it was hers or mine.
Was it on school grounds or somewhere else?
No, side street, of course.
Classy.
I'm trashy that way. Yeah, absolutely. And she was a virgin, and she was not interested. And I was not. She didn't want to lose her virginity. She was very religious, because you know,
right?
Good
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was like, "Hey, well, I will." She's like, "If you put it in my ass,
doesn't count."
That's what her theory was, because of course she's like, you know, what, 16 years old. I'm 17, so
and then
like,
she got pregnant.
And I'm sure you had lube in the glove box.
So I don't. I've debated my whole life. I'm like, I don't even know if this really counts. This is genuinely like my first time. So we're doing this. We're trying it. She's crying, like straight up crying, like it hurts so damn bad. Because I mean, like, she's never had sex at all.
Right.
So, like, of course, the first thing you're going to is your ass. This is bad. Bad news bears.
And yeah, I don't know. Were you even smart enough to like spit on your hand first?
No, I actually no, because we at homecoming you go out to like a dinner or whatever, like a restaurant. We don't have to Dick's Last Resort. It's like a place where they basically just treat you like shit. You pay like way too much money. They don't actually bring you what you ask for, and they treat you like hell. And that's what you're paying for. But in the bathroom, because you're in this hellhole place, they sell condoms and like lube, and, like stupid, like goofy, like finger, like tinglers. Like basically,
right.
Every homecoming high school kid goes there.
So they know who they cater to.
Right. So I brought like, dude, I didn't know that, but I got changed to the little rest at the, like the front host stand and got like, you know, condoms, like multiple ones, because I don't know what the hell's gonna happen tonight. I'm shooting for the stars. I got stars above my head in this room. I'm going for the stars all the time. So I got this damn the back of this thing, and I got like a condom on, so I was just being safe. And I had a tingler, but like I didn't bust it out yet because I wasn't. I'm expecting a whole.
Yeah, that would have made it better.
Right? Something.
I'm sure that would have calmed
her
down.
So she bawled her eyes out, made me stop, and that was my that was when I lost my virginity.
Oh, congrats! That's a touching little story there. Yeah.
But I did,
the
does
crying,
it count? Like
the
it
crying,
lasts.
The crying didn't make you stop.
Say,
she had to ask.
I'll say that. I'll say because of
I'm
the
sorry.
Trauma involved. That counts.
Wait, hold on. No. I did ask if she wanted to stop. She said no, and she said kept going. And then I did, and then she's crying, and then I offered to stop, and she did yes.
Brad,
so, like, I was being a gentleman.
Well, good. Brad, have I mentioned I loved you in SWAT 2?
Well, I feel like I have it saved as video on my phone. We can watch it over and over again. I gotta pee anyways. We'll take a break.
Spike,
you know
this question.
This is one of those things they tell the kids. Sometimes it's better to wait. And I feel like while I might be a late bloomer, I've got a classier story than Brad. I was on tour. It was like one of my first shows on the road by myself.
And his mom came.
And no,
twice.
Up and
disgusting, revolting, indecent.
She's going to be disappointed in you when she listens to this, Bukowskis. Anyways.
I'm so sorry. She's the sweetest lady in the world, and I'm sorry. I was kidding.
Does your mom listen to our show?
Oh, yeah.
She loves you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Literally,
that's
like,
right.
She's like, I've been listening to, like, she's like, not every single episode or like
right.
every single podcast, but she said like 20 something episodes. She's like, at least 20.
Rad.
That's rad.
We love you.
I love you, Spike's mom.
No, she's amazing. She's like the sweetest woman in the world. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, so anyway, so I do my show, and I pick up this, like, hot, tight 18-year-old blonde chick and take her back to, like, two-room suite that they're putting me up in. And then just, like, fucked her all night. And I, like, ran out of condoms. And I was like, well, I gotta go get more condoms, but I don't know this girl. So I, like, grabbed my computer, my laptop, and, like, ran down and got some condoms. And, like, everybody in this AMPM is just, like, looking all shitty and sad and, like, coffee drinking. I, like, walk in whistling and just, like, throw down a pack of condoms. They're like, how's your day going, sir? I'm like, my day is fantastic. So, kids, it's worth waiting until you find somebody special. Didn't get a number. Don't know her name. I'll never see her again.
But it was special.
It was truly everything I wanted. It really was.
That's great.
How hard do you hit your boyfriend?
If he swallows, I'll hit it hard enough so it comes back out.
Wow.
If he makes me walk away from a table and it hits, I get to punch him in the face. So very, very hard.
Brad's stipulations are all based on gambling.
When was the last
and drinks?
When was the last time you got really hammered?
I was hammered at 11 when we were 11 a.m. today.
Earlier
yes.
Yeah. Oh,
congratulations. We got back to around noon. Slapped him back up.
Yeah,
welcome to Nevada.
It's a great city.
Spike, same question to you, my friend.
Yeah, no, I was with him.
All right. Full marks for both of you.
And he said, "Yeah, no."
Yeah,
so
no.
Everybody
drink,
has to drink,
drink
again.
Color, make, and model of your current pair of underwear, Brad.
I'm going to go military tie-dye.
Ooh.
Military tie-dye.
I'm not, that's like, I want to show you, but like,
I'm okay.
I'm going to let you just live with the idea.
Okay. Cool. Spike?
I got the Equipos and like kind of a classic Bond like Speedo cut in a red thatch. Sort of a red thatch.
A red thatch?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, what is a thatch? Like a, it's almost like a red houndstooth, but smaller.
Hi,
like
my name is Spike, and I'm the gay bartender here at Diamond Doll.
But they're both wearing, you know, nice, unusual underwear.
Yeah, sexy man underwear. You
know, like Harold Ramis.
In all of history, who would you have a fist fight with?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Rain
Man?
Go
in first. Let me just. I want to think about it.
Rain
I
Man?
For like 2 seconds. Sorry.
Okay, Spike. Who are you going to start a fist fight with?
I'm gonna start a fist fight. Man, I don't know why I want to say it, but I want to fist fight Einstein. If I could right now, I would.
Have we ever had
we've
that?
We've never had
I don't think
Einstein.
We've had that.
I've
That's
got
good.
Einstein socks that are like, I'd love to fucking fight that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, just because it'd be like a fun fight. We go to a bar.
My answer, I just thought about it. I was like, BFM, dude.
Yeah, BFM.
Who?
BFM.
Bill fucking Murray.
Oh.
You would fight Bill Murray?
Bill Murray.
Yes, because like that fight is going to end awesomely. Like, I have like this guy who he actually just visited Chicago and like bumped into him on, like, by random circumstance. One of the greatest guys
he's
in that goddamn city.
He's a big guy.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. I mean,
but like, I mean, he's so much fun. Like, when you get in a fight with that guy, no matter how it ends, you win, you lose, you get your ass kicked, you get arrested, it doesn't matter. You're going to have a great rest of the night. It doesn't matter how it ends. There's going to be a story.
I got into a fight with Bill fucking Murray.
This guy stabbed me in the leg one time in school. With like a knife, like straight
Spike
up.
McGuire.
Yeah, Spike McGuire stabbed me in the leg with a knife, and like we're still best friends. It's like I would fight that guy again because like one time we were in Wrigleyville, which is it's a little.
This
area.
Is a highly debated, a hot button topic.
I'm not gonna
whether or not
story.
You stabbed him.
No, the stabbing happened. There's a scar for that. This is for the we had a fight in Wrigleyville, and we were drunk when I don't know how it started, but at one point there's like a barricade around like the Wrigley Stadium where the Cubs play.
Yeah.
And we were drunk, and we bulldozed each other, like, knocking over, like, I'm talking 120, 150 feet of, like, metal railing. Like, punching. Oh, God.
Knocking over beer bottles.
The only reason why this is okay is because Rick is laughing, but they're all empty, I promise. I'm very sorry.
I hope that doesn't short
out. The eight beers Brad's drank.
Yeah,
so on my show.
So anyways, at one point, I get this guy like a block and a half down from the railings that we knocked over. I've been brawling through the hardest hell I can because this dude is a hell of a lot bigger than I am. Yeah. I was used as the boy. He's a big man. So I got him in a badass headlock, and he's going like this, arm over the shoulder, gesturing like with his like limp wrist.
Trying to hit you in the face.
He claims he's trying to hit me in the face.
I never claimed
I
was trying to hit him
out.
In the face. I was trying to do what I wound up doing
so,
on the third attempt.
So wait. Hold on. Let me finish this. So I got him in headlock. He's like choking out. He's getting like near unconscious. He's going like this. tapping out, which it looks like tapping out on my shoulder because he can no longer go over his shoulders. Now, like, just tapping out gently, very, very sensually on his shoulder. And I let go. I'm like, and I even say, like, twice. I'm like, are you tapping out? And he keeps doing it because I can't talk because I'm cutting off his air supply.
Oh, yeah.
So I let go. I let go. Sorry. I'm sure I just clipped there. I let go. And this guy with his fucking bear paw grabs my, like, little, like, fucking puny face and smashes it in this metal railing. Just destroys it. We went out for drinks later. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Why is my dick half hard?
Because this is how they live.
We should get these guys together with Spike and
Spike and Erica?
Spike and Erica. No. Well, yeah, that could be interesting too.
Yeah.
I was thinking Felix and Cody some night.
Oh God.
Oh man.
Yeah, poor Brad.
Filthiest episodes ever.
Are you? What are you doing, dude?
I'm picking up the empty beer bottle.
Oh, don't worry about that. There's more quiz questions.
Okay. Well,
it was empty, so
you have work to do, boy.
It's okay.
Let's see. I'm getting close to the end here. Name the member of the Breakfast Club that you most identify with.
Why don't you go, Spike?
Spike.
You know, what's his name? Judd Nelson. Seeing cool. that one.
All right. All right.
Cool. Yep.
Member of the Breakfast Club you most identify with?
What is that movie? I'm going to go with that little...
Don't
that,
you
that little
forget
about that little Molly lady. That little that
Molly
little,
Ringwald?
That little... Yeah. What do they call the those princess. Things? The cookies? The cookie cutters? The what are they, gingers?
Oh, yeah.
Ginger.
Stepford wife? Oh, yeah.
The lady ginger.
Ginger snap. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Molly Ringworm.
And, I don't have the headphones on. I wish... Yeah.
You can't Molly hear Rick, girl. Though, if you don't... Yeah. He was
and
just saying something.
It's just a coincidence that the two people we picked are like the only two people most people can think of from Breakfast Club.
Well, there's Ally Sheedy.
No, you got Sheen in there, right? Sheen's in it?
Estevez. Close enough.
Oh, Estevez. Yeah, that's right. They're the garbage dumpsters. You know,
yeah,
just,
exactly.
They just jump in the garbage, pick up what trash they can, and try to rise to the stars. I get it.
And which member, cast member of Rocky Horror do you most identify with?
Ooh. The plant.
The plant.
Oh, that was no, that's, you're thinking of Little Shop of Horrors.
I still choose the plant.
So, right. I was thinking of one of the plants that Magenta molests during. Yeah,
oh. It's really sad when Nick is the quickest one to figure out what's going on.
I knew what he meant to.
I didn't. I was
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I was trying to
most
picture
identify with.
I'm gonna go with Eddie.
Eddie, yeah. I'd see you as an
that's
Eddie.
Who we would have picked for ye.
I feel like the first time.
Yeah,
I
and really,
ever
if
met
I'm
Rick.
If I'm picking for you, Rocky.
I feel like if you're an actor, you should know these things. I just
first time I ever met Rick was like here, like years ago, to go to Rocky Horror.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah,
when
like,
we had one of our big get-togethers, come on over and practice.
And then I didn't see any of you.
It was always so much fun.
Here I am. So.
Wow, I didn't realize.
Yeah,
but now
have...
that you say that, I vaguely remember.
Yeah,
it.
And I still have pictures of you in eye makeup and Rocky decked out. Yeah.
And then I got in a fight with my girlfriend that night, and like the part of the movie we were in, like all I had was a hot dog, and I just went, you know, how many times you want to slap someone with a hot dog, and you happen to be holding one. She got really mad.
You hit
like I never laid a hand on a lady, but I did.
Laid a hot dog gently across her face.
I wouldn't say gently, but yes.
Was it hard enough to break the hot dog?
Well, it wasn't hard enough to leave a dick mark, which was my original intention.
That's he just left during the quiz.
He left during.
It was all those beers.
Yeah,
just gotta go.
Well, I'm just gonna ask you the next question, Spike.
Yeah, lightning round.
So you're going down on a girl.
Yep.
And you come across a warm, crispy piece of bacon.
Yep.
Do you eat it?
I unequivocally know for a fact it's bacon right off the bat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Smells like bacon.
That is a good point. Nobody has ever asked.
Yeah, nobody has ever asked that
It could
question.
Be some sort of dry.
And zero for Brad.
Rodent.
Brad would say yes also.
Yeah, but you can't answer that for him.
No, I'm uh-huh. I know Brad's personal experiences.
You want to wager on it?
Yeah, you want to bet on that?
Me and Brad spent many a Sunday morning eating pussy bacon right next to
me. I'm going to take your word for it.
That's a win. He gets at least 10 points for that. All right, yeah, we're going to head up the rapid fire questions, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Okay, you're going to add up the scores and this. All right. You still continue to get stores because he subliminally hears you while you do this.
Yeah, you get a bonus points.
Let's talk about something while we wait for Brad to come all back, right. Hollywood Brad.
Fair.
So how long have you known Hollywood Brad?
I've known Hollywood Brad since the freshman year of college, which is like 2004. So, we both had a bunch of the same classes.
Oh, act like we're not talking
first
about
time,
it.
First time I ever went to hang out with Hollywood Brad, it was his birthday. This is our first, like, out-of-class meetup. So I call our other friend. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? You know, I'm just walking over. And he's like, well, Brad's in the bathroom puking. And then you just like hear in the background, I'll be ready in five. And that's what I knew. We had spurred a lifelong friendship.
I was ready, though, in five. Right?
Oh, he absolutely was. Going. We fucking raged all night.
This guy's a fun guest, dude.
Brad,
thanks for
did
bringing
miss
him, Spike.
A question there, then. I'm sorry, but you get less points.
Yeah, if you can't
Spike
hold
did
your,
answer
can't
for
hold
you,
your pee.
What was the question?
If you're going down on a girl and you come across a piece of warm, crispy bacon, do you eat it?
I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're not allowed to answer. Sorry, Spike.
But you still got less score for that. No score.
I would say yes.
No score. All right. Because you walked out in the middle of the quiz.
Well, whatever the bet was.
But now it's rapid fire.
I gave the eye gesture over. I'm like, is it okay? He gave it a yes. I'm really just being stupid and drinking way too many beers.
Welcome to Reno.
As long as someone else is driving, we're cool with that.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. All right, ready for the rapid fire, fellas?
Yes.
Here we go.
Just answer as fast as you can.
Spike, Elvis or Beatles? Go.
Stones.
Elvis. Sorry, I don't know.
Nice, nice. Clash or Sex Pistols?
Clash.
Sex Pistols.
Ooh,
nice. Oh,
I could have a really long conversation.
Felix hates you.
Oral or anal?
Oral.
Oral. It's the moistest.
All right. Weed or beer?
Weed.
Weed.
Okay. What about Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Dude, you're all
thank you.
You're totally in game show mode now. You need a buzzer in front
I feel,
of you.
Yeah. Well, you said as fast as you can. It's my, I'm devoted.
Spike McGuire?
I'll say the show. Star Wars.
Okay. All right. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
I used to be Pepsi, not Coke.
Both Coke, okay.
Sorry.
Blind or deaf?
Blind.
Blind, absolutely.
Ooh. Gay or ginger?
That sucks. Ginger.
Gay.
I like Fenton too much, he's alright.
Alright, let's go with the...
puke or shit?
Oof. Oh, shit.
Shit.
All right. It's the same question twice.
Fist fight or jail?
Oh, fist fight.
Fist fight.
All right. And let's go with Benatar or
Cat.
Joan Jett.
Jett.
Cat.
Cat Powers?
Benatar.
Oh, Pat Benatar. Cat Benatar.
Cat Benatar.
I'm sorry, I can't talk right now.
Okay.
That's why I was trying to walk away.
What were you going
to
say, Rick?
AIDS or cancer?
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
I've already got cancer, so I'm going to stick with that one.
Stick with the W, you know.
Like, to bring the showdown.
Like, right now you have cancer?
No, really.
Can I have some? No.
But I could
that would be make us sad that we asked that.
Yeah.
I really do.
No, that would turn the whole show into a support lovey thing. Really, and well, fuck
that's
him.
Right.
Faker.
I'm going to go with AIDS because cancer sucks and I have a lot of tasks to delegate.
But if you're Magic Johnson, you can live forever.
That's true.
You want AIDS.
If you're Johnson's magic.
Hey, what did Fonzie say when he got a cold?
Huh.
AIDS.
Oh. That sucks. I heard a funny one. What do gay horses eat?
Hey.
Cheese. All right. Shaven or hair suit?
What do you mean suit?
Hair suit.
Oh, sorry, shaven.
Shaven.
Nice.
Nothing
ladies.
Like a Sean
all right,
Strowman.
And for the finale, let's go with cheater or cheated.
Cheated.
I think probably neither, which I would suppose means cheated.
Yeah. None that I know of is a good answer. All right, you guys played well.
Well done. It was a tight game, as usual, because I totally doctored the scores. But I'm sorry. Spike, you're the winner with 405 points, beating out your friend Brad by Hollywood Brad by only 395 points.
Fail miserably.
A little 10-point difference there.
Home court advantage.
Or yeah, no, he beat him out by 395
that
points.
Yeah.
Means
that's
you
too
got
too bad you didn't get the bacon question right, man.
No, it was leaving during the quiz. Fuck you.
Oh,
yeah, that's what you get. You don't leave during.
Yeah,
the quiz.
I was asking you. Fucking. That was.
I was gonna pee in a bottle, but I was
closest
like, I
thing I
guys.
Get to an interview on this show.
Yeah,
so Spike's friend who came in started peeing in a bottle.
Well, I was going to.
That
would have
been awesome.
Rick rushed in the room with
his cans and a lot more than one bottle.
It's like you're reading my mind.
Rick's a very nice guy, and I don't want to inconvenience his carpet.
Oh, it's don't worry about the carpets in this house.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
You know, if you want, you can take a shower later. Rick doesn't have closed circuit cameras in the bathroom at all.
Nope.
Right.
Nope. None of those. Little...
Actually, it's a very swanky bathroom. This this studio has a very nice bathroom. It's very. I just want to put that out there. Like this place, like you know, echoes nostalgia. But, like, that bathroom is right. very. It's very.
Isn't
classic.
It like you walk in and you expect a 65-year-old woman to live here?
I walk in. And I feel like Stanley Kubrick. So I'm like walking in the door and be like. What would you like?
Green is the color of the formica.
It's a great place. It's a great place. I'm very glad to be here.
Right on. That was awesome. Let's do a song.
Yeah, Spike.
All right.
Dance for me, monkey.
So, all right. I've played you some political stuff. I'll take it to the non-political
realm.
Got
anything sexy? Oh. What do you play for the ladies?
Yeah, what do you play for the ladies?
That's a good question, right? What do you play for the ladies?
I'm going to be... All right. How many guys or girls do you think this guy can sleep with in the next 2 days? Besides the
well, if you count
guys.
Three guys and or one girl.
That's what I'm saying. I want a total number. How many people this guy can sleep with in the next 2 days? I'm leaving here tomorrow. What is it? Wednesday? Sorry, I'm going to interrupt your song. It's hard to be friends with me.
I'm going
to
go...
In the next 2 days, I'm
three.
Three women, though?
Three people, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll go with the generic
I love you, Mama Mick.
People. Go over to the Neutronics in the old Visions.
Spike's a slut.
I am kind of a slut.
Yes. Not as big of a band slut as you.
That's true.
You are one of the biggest band whores in Reno.
Sure. Yeah, but we weren't talking about that.
Yeah, no, I'm not like a band slut like with women.
You're just a slut.
Just a slut.
All right.
Yeah, can't catch it twice. This is plus that
that's
gives
not
you,
something you want to put on your resume, man.
It always gives you a good breakup ultimatum too, because they're like, "You son of a bitch, you gave me this," and you're like, "Well, now you got it. What are you gonna do, baby?"
We should just stick it out.
Yeah.
Who else are you gonna tell?
Yeah, not enough people have respect for the wedding ring, so you got to claim things in more creative ways these days.
You think diamonds are forever, bitch?
Give you a burning ring.
Yeah. So I'd actually, since the show's gone so filthy, I'd like to play a song about a close personal friend of mine. You might know him too. His name is Jesus Christ.
I could have sworn I just saw Jesus. He drove right past me in his Prius. He had a bumper sticker slapped on the back, it said, "Boy, that Darwin was a genius." So I followed him to see where he went. Stopped by the banks, asked about the money they had lent. Then he got real mad. They must have pissed him off real bad, because he flipped over some tables before he went. Thank you, Jesus, dying for our sins. Hope we made it worth your while. We've been being just as bad as we can be ever since you left us back in 33. After the bank, he made a couple more stops. I saw him scratching lotto tickets down at the gas shop. He didn't win. Well, he just try again and say, "Oh man, this place is so over the top." I kept his tail till he saw me in his mirror. Then right before my eyes, I swear he up and disappeared. I found him in an hour's time, standing on the corner, holding the sign, saying, "Yeah, the end is near." Thank you, Jesus, dying for our sins. Hope we made it worth your while. We've been being just as bad as we can be ever since you left us back in 33. Now the last time I saw Jesus, he was down on 4th Street. He had fallen in love with the first girl he didn't meet.
said, son, your awful nice, but I cost a price. He said, it's quite all right, babe. Don't think twice.
Yeah, I just came to wash your feet.
Thank you, Jesus, dying for our sins. Hope we made it worth your while. We've been being just as bad as we can be ever since you left us. Why'd you have to leave us? Where the fuck you been, Jesus, ever since 33?
Yeehaw!
Woo! Yeah.
Jesus died for your sins.
Was that the one you were making last night?
Huh?
Was that the one you were making last night?
No. That was a different one.
It's a great song, too. What'd you think, Rick?
It was amazing. I'm glad you threw the 33 thing in there.
Thanks. Yeah, and that has no apostrophe. That's back in 33.
Yeah.
No apostrophe. Right.
Yeah. 33.
Give us that other Jesus, dude.
Jesus!
Hallelujah.
So what are you doing this week, Nick?
I was wondering one thing about Hollywood, Brad.
Sure, ask away.
Someone said that you did voice work for audio Bible.
Oh, yeah, for the...
Right.
Since we're on the Jesus, I wanted to hear about that.
So I did, it was for a Bible for kids on tape. I mean, now they say it's on, you like book the job and they tell you it's on tape, but ultimately it means like, you know, CD and MP3 and stuff like that. You like buy it. But yeah, I played various voices. It was like they have like a million roles for the Bible, of course.
I'm sure.
You know, so
a lot of characters, yeah.
But they had me play like 10 different characters. I, you know, basically film, you know, or recorded for a day.
Oh, okay, I thought you did the
entire So who were
Bible.
You?
I actually had like the Bible.
Was it New Testament? Was it Old Testament? Was it?
It was New Testament.
Okay, so were you like I don't know?
I was like,
like
most
Judas or
one Pharisee said to another, like, he knew what should we do with this uppity Jew?
Well, I basically did like random little like you're prisoner number 7. You're like doing like this godly you know like the godly guy like number 4. It was things like that. So just circling around. There's a lot of like random roles because they have so many people that can use and that they can like try to like get those tones of voices for the overall book to play through. It was great to work on.
Do you have a copy of it at home?
No, I don't. I should.
Yeah, you should.
My parents have it at their house. my parents have it at their house. They haven't mailed it to me yet.
You should give it to us so we can cut it up.
That'd be cool too.
I'm sorry.
Some Jesus drives.
A little campfire.
We'll try to decipher which character you are in it. I think that one was Brad.
That was him. That was him.
Anyway, that was my big question. What were you going to say?
Weekend wrap up. Don't forget to go see your Blazin' Mikes, it's now called.
Every Monday
at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. Blazin' Mikes, hosted next week by one of our fabulous guest hosts. I'm not sure. Maybe Logan.
Sponsored by the worst little podcast in the world.
And possibly being powered by Noble Pizza in the near future.
That'd be cool if they could bring a pizza
down. I think they're
going to
start bringing pizza down for us. Awesome. We're still working out some details.
That's Pie Face for you guys who don't know yet, but they changed their name
to Noble
Pizza.
Pie Face had to change their name. It's Noble
Pie.
Noble Pie. Pizza Noble Pie. Yeah. Noble Pie? Something. Yeah. Anyway, they're gonna hopefully start bringing pizzas down for us. So come on down, get your music on, get your grub on, have a good time, get your jam on.
Hell yeah.
Also, don't forget the open mic at Strega on Sundays. That's a fun open mic that our good friend Greg Gilmore is hosting.
I like Greg.
Greg's a lot of fun.
Can you believe those fuckers got Mike Orris in the Canes?
Yeah.
Crazy, the new drummer.
Yeah, the new drummer for the Canes is Mike Orris.
Wow.
I missed him the other night because some violence happened and deterred our night, but I really...
Over at Holland?
Oh.
We missed him over at Holland because we were doing we went to that like Blue Moon Harvest Festival that Reno Pizza was doing for their mural painting and Luther Red was playing. And I was with Shapiro and Tyson from the new band, and then Tyson slapped Shapiro and broke his glasses, and then we had to like take this big chunk of the night to go rectify that.
Bummer.
Aww. So
we missed it. Happens.
Yeah.
Shit happens.
That was just friendly fire though.
Absolutely had it coming. Yeah, but whatever. A couple nights later, the kid gets laid, so it's all good.
Right.
As long as everyone
Maybe
gets laid, right, bro?
As long as everybody gets laid.
I'm just trying to make sure people are happy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pro-life. I'm, you know, that's all it is.
I need to see you about my happiness right after the show.
This microphone's too big.
Sexually.
No, it's about the right size. You can practice.
All right, let me get a couple plugs in. All right, let's see. We got
what do you got going on?
Hell A Cappella is playing on Saturday the 8th. Early show. I think it starts at 6:30, but it's also Reno Comedy Tonight at the Pioneer Underground.
Oh, nice.
It's like a talent show or something. We auditioned and got that. And
nice.
Diana, who goes out with Mike from the Canes,
she set
that up. So, and she wanted everybody to know. Also, she's been a guest on our show a lot. And she's like, can you please tell everybody to go to Formerly Known As, which is the Prince cover band.
Right, that she was on with most recently.
Yeah, a couple episodes ago. You can hear him on it. They're going to be at Jubb's that same night, about 10. So Saturday, that's... Go to the Pioneer Underground, and then Jubb's would be a nice date, you know?
Sounds like a good time. We'll be had by all.
Go have some laughs, and then go see the Prince.
Hey, Rick, what about you? Hot men not touching yourself, more Jesus?
Oh, wait. Oh no, it's worse than that. I'm traveling out of the desert. I'm going to Tonopah this weekend with a bunch of friends to fuck around in the desert.
Just like Jesus.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Jesus went to the desert.
Rick taking young men, 12 new young men.
They don't
into
really
the
talk
desert.
About
it's an intern
all
interview.
The things he did.
It's a professional, it's tax deductible.
It's very professional. Very professional.
We try not to use the word hazing.
They wear suits and ties the whole time.
There's a lot of hazing people going on. Like I was walking, we were driving through. I wasn't walking, I was in the back of the seat.
Hazed. They were Russian.
They were being hazed. They were being hazed.
No, it's like Rush Week or whatever, you know. We're all the sorority girls around for sorority. Yeah. See,
for guys like
before.
Us who are based on like getting all their friends laid, it was hazing. Yeah. It was bad. Mm.
There were these guys that lived in like an apartment across from the sorority, just like sitting on their porch.
Going, yeah.
It was early. Good pick, guys.
Cool. I also have the liver scars the week after. Or no, next week. It's on Wednesday. So
what's the number?
It'll be the 12th of September.
Okay.
So go see the Liver Scars with Psycho Stick at the Alley.
Oh, right. Yeah, that looks like it'll be a good show.
So, yeah, I don't know who Psycho Stick is, but apparently they like to drink a lot of beer and have fun. And I guess they have a big following, but we're playing with them. That's going to be awesome.
I don't know what's happened this weekend because I'm making no plans because I'm going to be childless for the weekend, and I'm very happy about that. So something's going on, let me know. If you ever
have balloon races.
If you ever I need to go.
It's the first time I've been in town for like 5 years. I'm stoked.
Damn it. I have to go to
camel races
patrol.
Or
what is demo races?
No, air balloon. Yeah.
For people like staying like just visiting right now cuz I'm in town.
Damn it. I need to take Riga to
it's
dog.
It's like
patrol.
A hot air balloon festival like in that park a block away from my house, so it's just
like last year
they
had a giant Darth Vader one that was crewed by stormtroopers.
It's like people make their own hot air balloons.
Oh yeah,
I want to go see that one.
Well, they get sponsored and shit, but yeah,
that's pretty. Yeah, but it's still pretty amazing. It's all like local Reno people, or is it like
no, from all over the country. All over
the country, they come into Reno to like do.
It's one of the biggest hot air balloon things.
This is pretty phenomenal. Like this is why people that go to Burning Man and like come back and like just. Dump the trash, like don't realize like how great we are. They like
hell yeah.
I said we, but like I just really love this city.
Our
like,
city
fuck
yeah.
We adopt
yeah.
you. Yeah.
But like I genuinely come here. I'm like this is where I feel like I belong. Like I love the people, like the mentality, and like everyone that works here because like, they create great stuff. And then like they're having a hot air balloon. They have a fucking on the weekend. They're having a fucking rib cook off like, competition.
Yep.
I mean it's just everything you could ever want here.
Camel races are coming up too.
Yeah.
This thing is posted recently.
Camel races in Virginia City.
Really? It's a hoot.
Yeah, no, for real.
Oh, yeah.
And ostrich.
You've never
actual
been to Virginia
camels
City.
Racing.
Yeah, ostriches.
I'm moving here.
You should.
Yeah, you should.
Come on, Reno, Brad.
You can stay here if you like.
No, he could still be Hollywood Brad living in Reno.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll buy an RV and I'll camp out.
We finally figured out the solution for you losing the rent money last night. Just move.
It wasn't the rent money. It was proposal.
I know. Poor bastard was trying to win proposal money for his girlfriend. He's got like this whole big gay.
Come on, baby.
It's really gay.
Flopping
move in with
vagina.
Me.
It's really gay.
Yeah, he's calling me gay.
It was a skydiving. Like,
yeah,
stupid.
I see.
You need to ask her on. Oh.
Tell a story.
Well, she's definitely not listening now. Don't let her listen, dude.
Oh, no.
Don't tell her about this.
I feel like it was the other one. No, I was a good man and I let her know. I was a good man, like, let her know that I lost a bunch of money and told her that it was like potentially proposal money. I didn't tell her what the proposal was, of course, but.
Right.
And yeah.
Anal sex.
Yeah, she now knows about that. She can't listen to this anyways.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You got any shows, Spike?
Yeah. Where can people find you on the internet? Do you have any shows coming up?
You know, I've been real lazy about that lately. It's juggling season. I double as a professional juggler as well, so I've been out and about doing that.
Damn.
Headed down.
Yeah, and you're a DJ on the weekends now, too, right?
Yeah, you can catch me on Rock 104.5 doing that.
And, oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Spike is really cool.
That's awesome.
So, The Loudest Folks, September 26th, over the alley. October 18th at the Alley, the new band, my new band, 6 Mile Station, which was not quite formed enough for this.
Oh, the one that was going to be on the show today.
Yeah, that one.
But failed.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we had Spike do these songs.
Well, no, I'm glad we had
this was way funner
the Hollywood Brad on the show.
Yeah.
It all worked out just as it was meant to in the universe. Yeah. But that's going to be our big first show we've all decided, like, all right, October 18th, that's the debut.
You guys play 6 months, try not to break up, and maybe we'll have you back on the show.
Yeah, right.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's October what?
18th. At the Alley for the Summer Music Series.
Cool. Very cool.
Well, I'm going to stick a fork in it and call the show.
Yeah, you want it? Or do you want to hear one more song by Spike?
One more. Let's hear like
it is getting hot. What do you think, Spike?
Yeah, one more.
For like a guy who's trying to get a guy laid all the time, I want to hear like a breakup song. Mm. I feel like I've like created too many bad relationships with this fucker that like or have intertwined him in between where I've like destroyed his relationships. I feel like he should have like some song.
You have a breakup song?
Do you have a breakup song? Oh. Protester Mike?
Here, I'll tell you what. I got a breakup song. This will be a good little sample for you of what's to come with 6 Mile Station.
All right. Well, real quick before you get started.
Oh, yeah.
For Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Thank you, Lori.
Dogwater Dick, Chewy, and myself, the Reverend Rory Dowd. Good night, ladies.
First cigarette I smoked after you broke my heart. I live with the last match that you left in my car, and just like that, in a flash, the last trace of you was gone. I watched it go up in smoke, then started moving on. Now the only memories are these pictures staring back at me, and I don't quite have the heart to throw away. So why'd you have to go? Did you really think it would be easier alone? Yeah, tell me why you had to go. I'll be sitting on the front porch waiting for you to come home and tell me why. Every day I do my best just to make peace, and I wake up the next morning wishing it was all just a dream. So I'm smoking cigarettes as I'm trying to forget your pale green eyes and the taste of your lips. But the only memories are these pictures I can't stand to see that I don't quite have the heart to throw away. Why'd you have to go? Did you really think it would be easier alone? Yeah, tell me why you had to go. I'm sitting on the front porch waiting for you to come home and tell me why. Couldn't believe it when you said we wouldn't last forever. I asked you why, and you really couldn't say. Nothing's going wrong, it makes it hard. Makes it hard to go away. So why'd you have to go? Did you really think it would be easier alone? Yeah, tell me why. I'll be sitting on the front porch waiting for you to come home and tell me why. Why you had to go? Did you really think it would be easier alone? Just tell me why. Just tell me why. Tell me why. Please tell me why. All I really want to know is why you had to go.
But if you would seek only love's pleasure, then it is better for you to pass out of love's domain into the outside world, where you shall laugh, but not all of your laughter, and weep, but not all of your tears.
Backwater Studios.
Oh, darling, can't we begin all over again?